benefit event on Saturday at the Ore Dock in the, upstairs in the community area. Begins at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and runs until at least 11 o'clock at night. It's primarily a concert event with four acts: Jack Pine, Flat Broke Blues Band, Travis Swanson and the Midnight Movers, and Felix Reyes coming from Chicago to play. In addition to the music, we will have things like 50-50. We've been selling raffle tickets for an autographed guitar and a terrific silent auction.
And of course, all of this to benefit a couple of great causes, which are connected locally on several levels and also connected nationally and beyond. Tell us a little bit about the causes.
Right. I guess the timing is perfect for this event. May is National Mental Health Month. And the two causes are the Sean Costello Memorial Fund for Bipolar Research, which is the world's only organization devoted to looking at the effects of bipolar research on musicians and assisting them and their families. And then the local connection is the Daniel Olson Memorial Scholarship Fund.
It's interesting, too, that the connection came out of the music of Sean Costello, who, for those that aren't familiar with him, was a young guitarist, blues, R&B, soul, so many different things, it's hard to kind of categorize him. But he was from Atlanta, but played in Marquette several times. I know Mike saw him, and Tom and you and I got to know him pretty well in over the years. And that was the connection to the local thing with the Daniel Olson thing through Scott Sergula, your other co-helper on this.
Absolutely. Sean had a big impact on you and I, mm-hmm. and Travis Swanson, who's playing at the benefit on Saturday, and Scott drummed in one of Travis's earlier bands and got to know and love Sean Costello's music. When the Daniel Olson Memorial Scholarship Fund was set up, Scott, who coached Danny, decided he'd like to do something for it to help raise money. He was aware that we had done the fundraiser for the Costello Fund last year, and asked to join in.
Sean Costello's music being one of the key factors in this weekend's benefit at the Ore Dock Brewing Company in Marquette. And it is to benefit not only the Sean Costello Fund for Bipolar Research, but also the Daniel Olson Memorial Scholarship Fund. One of the event's organizers, Tom Hislop, is with us this morning. And this local tie really is one of the strong bits with this event, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's just one of those things that you could say that the music brought Scott Sergula into this through working with Travis Swanson. And now here we are with this big event, which I think also bears mentioning that it's a celebration, you know.
Yeah, it absolutely is. I guess, you know, when faced with tragedies, really great young men going far before their time, What can you do except try to put a positive spin on it? You know, and that's what both sets of parents have done.
You did some soliciting from some of the musician friends that you have out there, and you've gotten a whole bunch of some great silent auction items that are going to be there. And also local businesses have stepped up. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. The response has been incredible. Everybody I contacted said, what a great cause. You know, what can I do? And we've got any number of signed CDs. Folks like, Rick Estrin, who just won the Harmonica Player of the Year at the Blues Music Awards this month, sent a CD and an instructional DVD. Mark Hummel, he's another harmonica player from San Francisco, sent a T-shirt, a signed harmonica, a CD, and a poster. We've got an 8x10 photo from Betty Levette, who headlined the Blues Festival here a few years ago. Mm-hmm. She doesn't sell those, you know. She only mm-hmm. does that for charity. So that's a rare and collectible item. Ronnie Earle, the great guitar player from Roomful of Blues, and of course he's had a solo career for 25 years now. He sent several CDs autographed. More local folks like Eric Koskinen and Reverend Raven.
One of the things that's interesting is you mentioned that when you talk to some of these folks that, you know, in the music industry and other people, how this bipolar condition is so prevalent that you found that out.
It is. I think it's more prevalent in the general population. You know, I've had people on the street stop me and say, what a great thing that this is. But it does affect artistic types at a higher rate. Mm-hmm. And of course, folks like that don't have insurance the way Yeah. Folks with 9-to-5 jobs do.
Exactly.
So it hits them harder.
So one of the key things to remember here is this has a double benefit in terms of the event, and the money is going to be split up between the two, and it's going to be sort of coming around with big buckets and jars saying give till it hurts, because it's going on all day, 3 to 11. I want to make sure that everybody gets a chance to be in there. It's also 18 and older the first couple of hours, isn't it? You can get some younger folks in there.
I think all ages up until 8 o'clock at night.
All ages till 8 o'clock. So that works out good. So you can bring the family to it as well. Lots of door prizes, guitar raffle, 50-50. All of these going to benefit these two funds. And, you know, it's probably been interesting putting this together, but, you know, getting the outpouring of support has been wonderful, hasn't it?
Absolutely. As I said before, the response just incredible, and the number of people that this disorder touches has surprised me. You know, I knew Sean quite well and really didn't have any idea what was going on with him.
Well, the benefit is going to be this Saturday from 3 to 11 at the Ordock Brewing Company. It's in the community space upstairs. All funds raised will go to benefit the Daniel Olson Memorial Scholarship Fund and the Sean Costello Fund for Bipolar Research. And, you know, even, you know, it's got kind of a blues slant to it, but it's more than that because, you know, you've got people coming, including Felix Reyes. We didn't even really talk about him here. He's the headliner coming up from Chicago, but a great day of music and a community event.
That sums it up.